comets, asteroids. What do you see?
They definitely, we have some impact situations that are spelled out for us. The thing that we have to look at now is when you look at the news, we see that we've got the Deep Impact Project. Have you followed that? Have
yes,
you seen it?
I sure have.
That, when we stop and think about it, back when they began to put together the International Space Station, they were, what, when you look on paper and you look at the countries that are involved in this International Space Station, you're like, what do they have in common?
I know, plus we're going to pull out of it pretty soon.
Yeah, and you're looking at this thing. And the reality is, just 1 year later was when they actually went ahead and started beginning the project. They began in 95 to build the International Space Station. In 96 is when they began to plan the project for Deep Impact.
Which is, by the way, to explore a comet's interior by using a spacecraft to create a crater, right?
Yes, well, they're going to blow it up.
Yep.
And the claim is that we will be able to see this explosion from Earth.
And let's see, the launch date is January 8th of next year, so it's a few weeks away.
Right, and the D-Day is July 4th.
That's interesting.
When they plan to do this.
Independence
Day. The real question is there something that they're not telling us? Is there a possibility of an impact?
Are you saying that maybe this comet is heading this way and they're going to try to divert it?
A couple different things. First of all, it might be a different comet, and this could be like a test run. It could be where if it's successful, you know, then they can let us know that, you know, this is our, it's just weird. I mean, 4th of July, this is our Independence Day. And the other thing is that even if it's not, what about the pieces? Is there a possibility that that could spark the pieces that actually do enter the atmosphere and impact our planet? Is there a possibility that they could accidentally change the course? So even if there is no real impact scenario right now, could they be inadvertently starting one?
Well, that's a good question. They're going to journey, 6 month journey to comet Tempel 1, and they're going to try to blast a huge crater into it, which, as you say, could also mean blowing the thing up.
Right. And right, you know, right here at the same time, they've put up some buildings over in Washington, D.C., in East Potomac Park, that didn't go through any of the normal channels. They didn't go through committee. They just went up, and they won't tell us what they're for. And when asked about it, they said that they couldn't. It was top secret. The only comment that they had, they couldn't tell us what they were doing. The only comment, the only official comment was, quote, "Let's just say when they're finished, you'll be glad they've done what they've done."
That's what they say?
That's the words exactly. Frederick Lindstrom. That was the quote.
That's kind of scary.
"We can't tell you anything about it, but you'll be glad that they did what they did, that they've done what they've done." So, what is this? And it's a whole complex.
And they want to excavate a crater. They want to create a crater 300 feet in diameter by 75 feet deep. That's a pretty big explosion, I would say.
If you can see it from Earth, it's got to be a big explosion.
Yeah, because they've got amateur astronomers. They're telling everybody with telescopes that you may be able to see this explosion.
Well, they're saying with the naked eye.
Really?
Yes, I mean we've got the articles linked on the website in the archives now. We try to do it, you know, almost daily, but yeah, they say you can see with the naked eye, which means this is a big explosion. This will be big news.
Oh yeah,
right. This is going to be incredible.
You're right about that. Well, let's talk though. You do tell me though. I'm really concerned about what prophecy says about this.
At the point, of course, there's a rapture, which is simply where people have made a decision to follow the theocratic rule of the universe. You know, that political system that runs the entire thing will be taken out of the world before this seven-year situation, the tribulation period. But it also happens during a time where there is massive, massive death tolls. will have, it looks like, some kind of nuclear exchange and asteroid impact. Now, you have to remember that these asteroids, when they enter the atmosphere and explode, they set off warning systems. There are people that when the right asteroid hits, they're under the impression, hey, we're under a nuclear attack. Next thing you know, that trigger. So you don't have to have some psycho with an, you know, one his finger on the button, you know, intentionally sending these nukes. They can just simply be under the wrong impression that they're under attack.
Well, that's a good point. As a matter of fact, we've had some pretty close possibilities with accidents already.
Yes, and they're not even big. They just blow up in the atmosphere. I'm talking about something hits the planet. So now you've got massive death toll, you've got massive loss of life, you've got no water, no electricity, millions of people that have just disappeared, you know, with the rapture. It looks like that all happens right about the same time. Many people just think, well, there's this rapture, millions of people are gone, you know, and then we have, you know, there's car wrecks. I mean, it would be bad because they'd just be gone.
Well, the fact that this spaceship is going to get there in 6 months tells me that this comet is going to be pretty darn close, right?
If we can see the explosion from the Earth's surface with the naked eye, it's close.
It's close. Probably closer than most of the planets.
And again, I mean, you have to wonder, what is the scramble to space? You know, what, when you look at the International Space Station, on paper, you know, these countries have nothing in common, not enough to build a joint, you know, station there.